صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Friday, the day of worship, the day of believers, the day of Islam, the day of Imam Zaman alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our Imam as soon as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your sustenance and grant best of the health and give long life with all his blessings and bounties. So one of the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is He made us insan, He made us mankind. And then other favor is we are Muslim, we are believers, we are followers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So this planet Earth and different creatures and different things that have been produced, which are being produced on the earth in the form of plants, in the form of fruits, in the form of different kinds of foods. So ultimately, everything is in the service of mankind. And this human being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made to be His servant. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Everything else is in the service of mankind. And mankind, men and women, they should try their best to serve as much as possible to their Lord. We can serve truly and in a perfect way when we are healthy. So we need to keep ourselves physically, mentally and spiritually, we need to keep healthy ourselves. 100% everything is not in our hands, but whatever is in our hand, we should try our best. And for rest, we have to do tawakkal to Allah. We must trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we must request Him. So He should grant us a healthy life. And with the healthy life, inshallah, we will be then able to serve Him, to worship Him, to serve the mankind as well. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
One of the important organs of our body is the liver. So in our body, we have millions of cells, we have many bones, we have many nerves, we have many vessels. But there are organs which are unique. So we have only one heart, we have only one liver. And usually when heart and liver, they are having problems, then people cannot have the healthy life. So liver, that is a unique organ, that is the only organ in our body. But most of the functions of our body and health that depends on liver. So if liver is working properly, we are having healthy life. When liver is defected, then we will have a lot of problems. So liver, that is necessary for the survival of a person. Liver, that is a vital organ in vertebrates. So this organ is performing different functions, doing different works. One of the work that is liver is performing, that is detoxification. Our body and organs are working, and different harmful things are being produced in our body. So liver is something always detoxifying the poisonous effect of different things which are produced in our body. So if liver will not work properly, then this function of detoxification of poisonous material will stop, and then we will get sick. The other function that is very important, our body, most of our body, either that is bone, or that is liquid, or that is protein.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So without muscles, without proteins, we cannot survive. Without protein, without muscle, we are just a structure of bones. So most of our organs are made by protein, and we have muscles on our bones that is giving a beautiful shape to the human being. So all of our beauty, that depends how much muscles we have and how much muscles are developed. So the muscles are made by protein, and proteins are synthesized, are made by the liver. So the liver is playing important role in the formation of muscles and protein. The next function that is done by liver, that is metabolism. Metabolism, so all of the organs are working. Some of the organs are making some materials, others are breaking some materials. So this function of making and breaking. For example, when we are eating food, so some of our food is protein, other is carbohydrate, other is fat, some are fruits. So food are of different types. We are chewing this food, being digested, and then ultimately this food is being changed into glucose. But when this glucose goes into the blood and ultimately goes into the cells, then this glucose needed to be broken down. So this is the liver who is producing some enzymes, some hormones, which are helping in breaking off different chemicals, different products, different materials to be useful in our body. At the same time, we need to make some live proteins. So when we are eating food that is in the form of glucose, that is going into the body and cell in the form of glucose, but then this is liver which is making protein. So as a whole, this process of making and breaking different things, different products, different material, so that is called metabolism. And this metabolism mainly that is done by the liver. So if liver is active, liver is healthy, so this metabolism is active. When liver is sick, when liver is not working, then whatever we are eating that is not useful for our body. Because the function of breaking and making different materials which are necessary for the body, that will be stopped. The other important role that is performed by the liver, that is glycogen storage. So as I told you, our food is being changed into glucose. So the glucose that is necessary for the cell, that is broken down. But that glucose that is extra, that is not broken down by the cell, so that will again go into the liver, and then liver will change that glucose into glycogen, and then that will be changed into the fat. So this glycogen, this work as a storehouse for us. So when we are eating food, extra food in the form of glucose that is being stored in the form of glycogen, and when our body needs food and we are not eating. From outside we are not providing food or glucose. Then this glycogen is again broken down into the glucose, and then body cells are using that glucose. So this storage work, glycogen storage, that is also done by the liver. The next function of the liver, that is formation of plasma, protein, and hormones. Plasma is the liquid. When we say blood, blood has two parts. One part is liquid, other part is cells. So in blood we have three types of cells: red blood cells, white blood cells, and the platelets. So these are cells. But rest of the part of blood, that is liquid, and that liquid is called plasma. So that plasma and different hormones, again these hormones travel in the blood to go to different cells and to perform different functions. So hormones and the plasma, that is also produced by the liver. So these are different important function, and one another function, that is production of bile. So we have one liver, and liver is towards the right side, where their ribs end, under the ribs, towards the right side of the our rib cage, there is one liver, and under the liver, there is a pouch that is called gallbladder. That gallbladder, that pouch has a liquid that is called bile. But that bile is produced by the liver. So liver is producing bile, and through the bile duct, liver and gallbladder are connected. So that bile is going and being stored into the gallbladder. Then this bile, when we are eating fatty foods, so this bile goes into the duodenum or in the first part of small intestine, and then fats are being digested with the help of this bile. So if bile, which is produced by the liver, is not produced, then we are unable to digest fatty foods. So in the form of oil, in the form of butter, in the form of meat, we are using every day a lot of fats as well. So this fat will not be digested until and unless bile is not there. So this bile is also produced by the liver, and that is stored into the gallbladder. So these are different functions, and these are very, very important and vital functions which are performed by the liver. So if liver is healthy, all these functions are being done on regular basis, and alhamdulillah, people are enjoying their health. But once liver is defected, then all these functions will be disturbed, and then people will have or will face different kind of problems. So liver, in medical term, or maybe sometime you will face the other word that is used for the liver, that is hepatica. So this is a Greek word, but sometime in medical term, in test, the word hepatic, that is also used instead of liver. So just to know the other word that is used for this. But these were the normal function. Once liver is not working properly, then we are facing different type of diseases or problems. And one of the problem, sometimes when children are being born, they are also having this problem. But in the old age, in the young age, other people, they can have, that is called jaundice. Jaundice or Yarkan, this is disease when the color of this white part of the eye, a color of tongue, or the inside membrane of the mouth, that become yellow. And this yellow color is due to the increased production of a chemical that is called bilirubin. So that bilirubin that is produced by the liver. So if that production increase more than the normal, then we can feel some extra signs or outer sign, and that is the change in the color. So when color is changed or color is yellow, some of the children, when they are born, in those children, bilirubin is high, and they are having jaundice, and then they are being treated with some rays. They have specific rooms, and they are treated over there. And usually within a few days, they are healthy. But when in adult age or in the old age, people are having jaundice, so they need a longer treatment as well. But mainly, that is due to the increased production of bilirubin into the blood. Sometimes, the hands and the soles of the people become yellow. So this discoloration of palms and soles, that is not due to bilirubin, or that is not due to jaundice. That is another problem, and that is called keratinemia. So this is a little bit different. Although that is same discoloration, the color is pale, hands or the feet become pale, but this discoloration, this is not due to jaundice, this is due to other problem. Gallbladder, sometimes there are stones, and that stones, with the help of operation or with the help of different rays, should be taken out from the gallbladder. And sometimes gallbladder is infected. And when that is infected, that is very, very lethal disease. That is dangerous disease, and that must be cured as soon as possible. But usually, infection of gallbladder, this is more in women. When women, they are fatty, they are overweight, and they are above 40, usually there is maximum chance to have cholecystitis or to have the stones into the gallbladder. Another problem that is increasing these days in the world, especially in Asia, in China, in Pakistan, in India, in that part of the world, as a whole, that part that is increasing, that is the viral problem of the liver. And altogether, that is called hepatitis. Hepatitis is infection, but that infection is viral infection of the liver. This viral infection is again of different types. One is hepatitis A, other is hepatitis B, other is hepatitis C, other is hepatitis D, other is hepatitis E. Because there are different viruses which are affecting the liver. So that's why, due to different viruses, the names are different. Hepatitis A, that is produced by RNA type of virus. And although in this hepatitis A, this spread due to the contamination of food, water, and direct contact with the infected person. For example, if infected person is sitting next to the people and they are sneezing or coughing and eating food, common food or water, then hepatitis A can be transferred from one person to the other person. But hepatitis B or C, that is not transferred or spread from person to person in this way, in food or water or direct contact. But that contact, if that is the transfusion, for example, one person has hepatitis B or C, if his or her blood is transfused into the other person, or due to the transfer of semen or vaginal fluids, in that case, hepatitis B or C, that is transferred from one person to the other person. Hepatitis A is not very fatal disease, but hepatitis B or C, these are more fatal, the more dangerous. As well as hepatitis B is concerned, more than 2 billion people of the world are infected with hepatitis B. Now you can realize how much common is this disease. almost 1/3 population of the world has been infected with hepatitis B. And 350 million people are chronic carriers of hepatitis B. Chronic carrier means when this disease is in a person more than 1 year, maybe existing for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It depends on the health of the person, how long he can sustain or how can he can live with this disease. But when the people they are having this hepatitis B, so usually that is transmitted due to the exposure of infectious blood. And especially those people who are using different addictive diseases or heroin, they are transferring from with the syringes or from one person to other person, and they are not careful, they are using the same needle from one person to the other person. And nowadays, although the use of syringes, that is one syringe, one needle is used for one person and then that is thrown away, but still in different countries people are using the same syringe and the same needle in different people. So in that case, so we have to be very, very careful. One needle and one syringe should not be used in two person again and again. If that will be used, so there is the maximum possibility hepatitis B of one person should go or should be transferred into the other person. So this is very important. The other thing is that the sexual relation. The people must make sure his partner or her partner should not have hepatitis B or C. Otherwise that could be transferred from one person to other person. So the best thing is we need to be tested. We need to be screened. If we are being tested, if we know we have these virus, then there is treatment available. So when treatment is available, the best thing is we should get tested and we have to use the treatment that is available. And inshallah, by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so this is not a disease which cannot be treated. But the best thing is we should be careful. First of all, prevention is important than the cure. So we must be careful whenever there is transfusion of blood, transfusion of different injections, or syringes, or needles, or the relations in that form, we need to be careful. We should try to prevent ourselves. The second thing is, that is the test, blood test. So alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, NHS is going to have some kind of research, especially on the Asian people. The team came here and we had long discussion with them. And they are working especially on hepatitis B and C. And the screening they are doing, that is not difficult, just with the needle, they will get one drop of blood and then they will check. If people are not having these viruses, result is negative, they will not inform. But in case, if someone has these viruses, hepatitis B or C, then they will inform that person and the GP where the person is registered. The benefit of this screening is we are not losing anything. Just with one drop of blood, we are not losing anything. The benefit we are getting, at least we will know whether we are hepatitis positive or negative. And if we are positive, at that time treatment is available, we will be treated, and in this way we can increase the lifespan of our life and we can keep healthy to the community and our family members. So we have requested them to come here in our center on 14th of January, and that will be Saturday. We will have here Arbaeen program as well. So as well as program, we will carry on our program. At the same time, they will carry on their test. They will sit upstairs and First, inshallah, ladies will be served and then the gents. And when you will come here, we will give you a form. You will write down your name and the address and everything. And one by one, inshallah, with discipline, for a few hours, they will be here. But what we need, these tests will be for everyone who are 18 plus. So please make sure everyone, every member of our family who is 18 plus, male, female, we should try to bring here so that we should be tested. And if there is nothing, alhamdulillah, but if in case, for example, they carried on their the same test in Shah Jahan Mosque and there were 6 positive. So out of hundreds, at least they were able to know someone who was positive. Now, alhamdulillah, they are under treatment. So this is the best thing. Usually, when people are carrier of hepatitis B or C, for many years, they don't know they are carrying that virus. And once there are symptoms of the disease, maybe at that time treatment is difficult. It is difficult to cure them. So the best thing, the safe thing is, we have one opportunity to be tested. And inshallah, I request all of you, those who are here, please inform other people as well. And on 14th of January, when we will have your program, so maximum number of our community members, they should turn up here and should be tested. And inshallah, we all will be negative. There is no harm. But if there is positive, so we'll be treated as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَمَلُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka al-hamd. Ghaniya al-samawati wal-arf. Wal-jalawli wal-ikram. Rabbal arbab. Wa ilaha kulli mawduhan wa khalika kulli makhloob. Wa warisa kulli shay. Laysa ka misli shay. Wa huwa bi kulli shay'in muhit. Anta Allahu la ilaha illa anta al-ahadu al-mutawahidu al-fardu al-mutafarrid. وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم والمتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
على علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدا الشباب أحلى الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر والمحدي
اللهم صل على
اللهم اجعلنا ظهورا انهم يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد
اوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم عمركم امير المؤمنين حضرت علي عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
ہمارے آقا مولا کا یہ فرمان ہم سب کے لیے کہ لوگو اللہ کی اس نعمت کہ جو تمہاری زندگی کی صورت میں جو چند سال تمہارے پاس ہے اس کی قدر جانو اور اس زندگی کو بہترین انداز میں احسن انداز میں
اللہ کی یاد میں لوگوں کی خدمت میں گزارو. اور یہ سب کام تب تک نہیں ہو سکتے جب تک انسان تقوی اختیار نہیں کرتا. امام المتقین کے پیروکاروں کے لیے ضروری ہے کہ وہ بھی متقی ہوں, اور جو امام المتقین ان کے امام نے جس راہ تقوی پر اپنی زندگی گزار دی, امام علیہ السلام فرماتے ہیں مجھے معلوم ہے کہ تم علی جیسے نہیں بن سکتے, لیکن کم از کم اتنا تو ضرور کر لو کہ علی کے راستے پر چلنا تو شروع کرو, علی کے قدموں پر آنا تو شروع کرو. ایسا نہ ہو کہ تم اس زندگی سے چلے جاؤ, علی کو امام مانتے رہو لیکن ذرہ برابر بھی تقوی کا نور تمہارے دلوں میں نہ ہو. یہ محبت علی اسی صورت میں فائدہ دے گی کہ جب علی کے قدموں پر انسان چلنا شروع کرتا ہے, علی علیہ السلام کی باتوں پر انسان عمل کرتا ہے. علی علیہ السلام جنہوں نے اپنے عمل سے, جہاد سے, علم سے, تقوی سے اسلام پھیلایا, لوگوں کے اندر نور ایمان کو زندہ کیا, پرچم اسلام کو بلند کیا, اسلام کو عزت و وقار دیا, اسی مولا نے ہمیشہ نماز جمعہ کو قائم و دائم رکھا. نماز جمعہ کے واجب کو ہمیشہ زندہ رکھا اور اپنے ماننے والوں کو یہی بتایا کہ علی اس دنیا میں آئے ہیں تو خدا کے گھر میں, علی اس دنیا گئے ہیں تو خدا کے گھر سے. جو علی والا ہے اس کو چاہیے کہ وہ اللہ کے گھر سے, مسجد سے محبت کرے اور اللہ کے گھر میں آ کے زیادہ سے زیادہ عبادت کرے اور مسجد کو اپنا گھر بنائے, اور پورے ہفتے میں ایک دن جو جمعہ کا دن ہے, جو عبادت کا دن ہے, جو دعا کا دن ہے, جو مومنین سے ملاقات کرنے کا دن ہے, جو خدا سے ملاقات کرنے کا دن ہے, جو عظمت اسلام کو ظاہر کرنے کا دن ہے, جو مومنین و مسلمانوں کے مسائل اور مشکلات کو حل کرنے کا دن ہے, جو سخاوت کا دن ہے, جو تقوی کا دن ہے, اس دن کو اگر شیعہ اور علی کا ماننے والا, علی کا محب اگر غافل ہو جاتا ہے تو کیا فائدہ اس علی علی کرنے کا. علی کی محبت کا تقاضا ہے, علی کی امامت تمہیں پکار پکار کر کہہ رہی ہے, چیخ چیخ کر کہہ رہی ہے, لوگو جو علی کی محبت کا دم بھرتے ہو آؤ علی کی محبت کا اظہار اللہ کے گھر میں کرو, کیونکہ علی اور اللہ جدا نہیں ہیں. علی کی زندگی کی ہر بات اور ہر کام خدا کے لیے تھا, اور علی والے کو چاہیے کہ جب خدا کہتے ہیں کہ جمعہ میں اجتماع کر کے اپنی شان و شوکت کو ظاہر کرو تو علی والے کبھی پیچھے نہ رہے. محبت علی کا تقاضا ہے, عشق علی کا تقاضا ہے, تقوی علی کا تقاضا ہے, شفاعت علی کا تقاضا ہے کہ اس کے ماننے والے اپنی محبت سے, اپنی عبادت سے, اپنی شرکت سے جمعہ کو اتنا بڑا عظیم اجتماع بنا دے کہ لوگ ان کے دل دہل جائیں, لوگوں کو معلوم ہو کہ علی والوں کا صرف اور صرف تعلق خدا سے اور خدا کے گھر سے ہے, اور ہر وہ چیز جو خدا کے نام کو بلند کرتی ہے, جو پرچم اسلام کو سر بلند کرتی ہے, علی والے ہمیشہ اسی پرچم کو اٹھاتے ہیں. حضرت محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب شب معراج آسمانوں میں گئے تو اللہ کے عرش کے نیچے آپ نے 70,000 ایسے پلینٹ یا ایسی دنیا دیکھی کہ جن کا سائز ہماری اس پوری زمین سے بڑا تھا, یعنی 70,000 ایسے مقامات, ایسے پلانٹ دیکھے کہ جن کا سائز ہماری اس زمین سے بڑا تھا, اور ان تمام پلانٹس پر اللہ کے فرشتے تسبیح و تحلیل کر رہے تھے, اور اس تسبیح و تحلیل اور دعاؤں میں کیا تھا؟ ان لوگوں کے لیے وہ مغفرت اور استغفار کی دعا کر رہے تھے جو زمین پر نماز جمعہ ادا کرتے ہیں، اور وہ کہہ رہے تھے اپنی دعاؤں میں، اللہ وہ تمام لوگ جو نماز جمعہ ادا کرتے ہیں ان کو بخش دے، اور وہ تمام لوگ جنہوں نے نماز جمعہ کے لیے غسل کیا اپنی بخشش ان پر نچھاور فرما، اپنی رحمتیں ان پر نازل فرما۔ تو روز جمعہ کو غسل کرنا، اچھا لباس پہننا، صاف ستھرا لباس پہننا، خوشبو لگانا، اہتمام کے ساتھ، وقار کے ساتھ اللہ کے گھر میں آنا، اور اپنے گھر والوں کو، بچوں کو لے کر آنا، اور پھر مومنین کو امر بالمعروف کر کے ان کو لے کر آنا، جتنے زیادہ سے زیادہ لوگ آئیں گے اتنا ہی فرشتے ان کے لیے استغفار کریں گے۔ اب آگے ہماری مرضی ہے کہ ہم جمعہ ادا کر کے ان 70,000 پلانٹس پر رہنے والے بلین ہا فرشتوں کی دعائیں اگر ہمیں چاہیے تو ہمیں چاہیے کہ ہر جمعہ کو اہتمام کے ساتھ نماز جمعہ میں شرکت کریں اور اس فریضہ اسلامی کو زندہ کریں، اپنے عمل سے، اپنی محبت سے، اپنے عشق سے، اپنی عبادت سے، اپنے کام سے دنیا میں بھی اسلام کو زندہ کریں، اور فرشتے جو ہم دیکھ نہیں رہے ان سین ورلڈ میں بھی کتنی مخلوقات ہیں جو افتخار کرتی ہیں، جو پراؤڈ ہوتی ہیں، جو فخر کرتی ہیں ہمارے اس عمل پر۔ اللہ تعالی ہمیں نماز جمعہ کو اور نماز کو قائم کرنے والے مومنین میں شمار فرمائے، اور علی علیہ السلام کے سچے عاشقوں میں شمار فرمائے، اور وردگارہ یہ مومنین مومنات جو یہاں پہ موجود ہیں ان کی حاجات کو پورا فرما، ہر قسم کے شر سے، مصیبت سے، بلا سے، بیماری سے محفوظ و معمون فرما، حضرت حجت کا جلد ظہور فرما۔ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، انا اعطیناک القوثر فصل لربک وانحر ان شانئک هو الابتر۔
اللهم صل علی محمد۔ Wow.